You've got a big week coming up, don't you?
Yes, yes, we do. We are very thrilled to celebrate the start of construction of our capital improvement project with a groundbreaking ceremony coming up here on Wednesday, here in a couple of days on April 16th. We're going to have a ceremony at 4 o'clock on the west side of the building. Again, this is just to really celebrate the start of construction, which actually began a little over a month ago. We broke actual ground on March 3rd, so we've been going at it about 5 or 6 weeks here, but wanted to wait until we knew we would have a little bit nicer weather and just things were more consistent to invite all of our donors and supporters and people who have been involved in this project for the last 4 years since the very first conversation started, and it's time. And so we're super thrilled to actually put a shovel in the ground and have a little ceremony to recognize all those folks that have been instrumental in seeing this thing come to fruition. And again, that's at 4 o'clock on Wednesday, open to the general public. If people want to come out and celebrate with us, the project team will be on hand. We'll start right at 4 o'clock. Have some announcements, introduce some dignitaries and thank a bunch of people, and then we'll do some ceremonial pictures and actually put the shovels in the ground, and then we'll have some updated renderings and floor plans for people to view in our gymnasium with some refreshments, and just invite people to come in and ask questions and you know, just be a part of this awesome milestone that we've finally reached.
I know when Soraya's been here on some Mondays, she gives us an update on what's going on. I know the pool project's getting that dug out and everything. That was kind of kick things off, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. The project, it'll be in totality approximately 20 months, and there'll be four different phases of the project. So right now we're in phase one, which is the aquatic center. And so it's a very complex process what they have going on, just because, you know, we're dealing with a more than 40-year-old building, and so we have to make sure we're maintaining the stability of the structure itself as we're going through the construction process and the demo work specifically. And so it's very detailed. And so I've learned a lot just talking to the foremans on a daily basis exactly what is taking place to ensure the stability and maintain that integrity of the current building while this process is going on. And so, you know, you can see the construction fences up around the property of the Y where the actual project is going to take place. There's also a staging area where the construction company is putting their equipment. And so, yeah, it's exciting to see us get to this point. You know, with the nice weather here this spring, here in the next couple of weeks, you'll start seeing some excavators come out to start moving some dirt and start working on the expanded portion of the YMCA, which will be on the south and the west sides of the building. So we are going to expand our gymnasium. So we'll have two full-size high school regulation basketball courts with a walking track that goes around both courts up above. We're expanding to the west to have our new main entrance and lobby will be on the west side of the building. And so, you know, that work will start to take place here shortly. And then, you know, our partnership and collaboration that we have with the school district has been instrumental in seeing this project come to fruition, and with the new parking lot on the west side. And so that'll be an exciting aspect of the project as well that will just benefit the community as a whole.
All this construction going on and everything else is still going on inside the building with the fitness classes, with the gym still occupied, and everything else goes on as normal, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's people keep asking, you know, how's it going? I'm like, well, it's dusty and it's loud, but that's that's a good thing. That's a great thing. And so, yeah, obviously the pool is shut down while construction is going on, but that's tentatively slated to reopen in December. And then, you know, from there, we just kind of transition the project along throughout the rest of the building. So there will be periods of time where certain amenities are closed, but we are going to do our best to make sure we're providing, you know, quality programs and services as always. You know, the way we have this phased out is the new gymnasium will go up first. So while they're building the new gym, the current gym is available to us for programming. You know, once they have the new gym built, then we can transition services into that space while they're working on the old one. You know, and so that's just an example of how we're playing this thing out. You know, there are going to be some times where we're going to have to do some critical thinking and figuring out how we're going to maintain services for the wellness center, for example. That's yet to be determined, but I know we'll get there. And so it's at the end of the day, we're just asking people to stick with us, you know, maintain your membership, because it's going to be such a vital component to our community moving forward. And so we just can't wait for things to progress. But, you know, here we are 6 weeks into the project. We're on schedule. And so, you know, again, this whole thing started back really in February and March of 2021 when we had the very first conversation. And so, you know, I remember thinking back then when we dove into the deep end, so to speak, and made the decision to move forward. Is like, oh my goodness, you know, you got 2 years of fundraising and 2 years of construction that seemed like such a long time away. Well, here we are. You know, we've already started construction. We are still fundraising. We have a little bit more to go, but we were close enough that we were able to go ahead and move forward with it. And so we couldn't be more happier and thrilled to put that shovel in the ground on Wednesday and thank a bunch of people for all of their efforts and support.
And obviously you've got a great construction company to work with, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. You know, the whole project team, you know, the construction company is Sampson Construction. They've been awesome to work with. We're very excited about, you know, the partnership with them just due to the work they've done in McCook and the surrounding areas and their regionality. And, you know, we have a project management company, Cressa Global. They're out of Omaha. They're what we are considered, they're our owner's representative. So they help us make those critical decisions. And that was really important for us because, honestly, none of us have ever done anything like this before. So they have the experience and know-how to give us the advice along the way. And then the architects have just been phenomenal. Schemmer, they're out of Omaha as well. They do a lot of work in the Midwest, specifically on sports and recreational type facilities. And you know, it's been a long process, but you know, we've thankfully have a good team, and we've just relied on their expertise and the advice that they've given us to make sound decisions to, again, you know, make this thing come to fruition and benefit the community as a whole.
4 o'clock start time, groundbreaking again coming this Wednesday.
That's right. 2 days from now, Wednesday afternoon. I did check the forecast. It looks like it's supposed to be 70, 75 that day, little wind. So should be a perfect opportunity for a photo op, again, with all the people that have been instrumental, from the project team to our steering committee and our board of directors, our staff, and you know, all the individuals that have put their hand in the pile to help us, you know, go out and do the fundraising. You know, we've, as we sit here today, we've raised $17.4 million so far. And, you know, sometimes I just sit back and think, and I was like, wow, that's a lot of money to raise in a town the size of McCook. So, you know, and we're almost there, not quite, but like I said, we're close enough and we're going to see it through. I guarantee you that.
And hats off to you. You've got a great staff that keep everything going day after day, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, this project has been, you know, pretty much my focus. 90% of my time has been spent on this project the last two and a half years. And so without them, we wouldn't have the quality programming and departments that we do, just offering those critical services to the community and surrounding area for, you know, youth sports and youth development and aquatics and wellness. It's just critical to have those services in a community like McCook. And so I'm so thankful that we've had such a great staff that's, you know, put their hand in the pile. They recognize and see the importance of what we do on a daily basis. And so without them, we wouldn't be where we're at.
Thank you for coming by this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. You guys have been an awesome partner of ours since we've gotten here and helping us get our message out. Mm-hmm. And so we're so very happy to have this relationship. So thank you very much, Rich.